Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Please go get, I feel like we're getting robbed.
I know, right?
We don't get to spend as much quality time with Jamie Kennedy as we used to. Jamie's going to be at Sidesplitters, I guess, tonight. Tonight through Saturday night, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 960-1197.
Normally, it's at least an hour or more.
Oh, because he's got good stuff.
Right.
Plus, he did Dirty Things with Jennifer Love Hewitt. I always like to bring that up to make him feel uncomfortable.
Right, yeah.
Where is he? Oh, man. I feel like we're getting robbed.
Yeah.
No, it's not your fault. He's still got his pillow on.
My pillow head. Hey, G.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Carmen.
Hi.
Hey, I got to tell you this.
Yes.
It's like all wild and talking and talking. And then it was like quiet for 4 minutes. And I guess that's during the commercial.
Yeah.
You guys absolutely hate each other.
No.
You absolutely hate each other's guts.
No.
You're sick of each other. Like, it was like, yeah, ah, wow, SSL. And then, like,
silence.
Crickets. And I'm like, oh, it must be a commercial. And they're looking at each other's faces.
No, we don't.
You hate each other.
No, we save it for on air.
Why I don't bring you in here before we go on the air, because then I go, Jamie, how you doing? You're like, oh, my flight got delayed, this thing. Then we go on the air and I go, oh, Jamie, how you doing? And we have a fake conversation.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
I agree with you.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm exhausted, but good. Great.
What do you do? What time do you leave California?
Dude, I have like 7.
And what? They get delayed in the air? I mean,
delayed
in California?
LAX.
LAX, yeah.
Then the delayed in Atlanta.
Ugh.
I'm such a pig.
Yeah.
I'm in Atlanta. I haven't eaten like good in a while. I had Boar's Head?
Mm-hmm.
They have a deli now, like an actual cafe.
Oh, yeah.
The best lunch meat.
Yes.
And then I went, you know what? Let me follow that up with Chick-fil-A. I'm such a fat piece.
You ever poop on a plane?
Yeah, one time.
You're skinny, so you could, like, that's my worst nightmare.
I did it overseas.
That's what I just said. I just flew to Europe, and I was like, I'm gonna have to poop in 8 hours, and I didn't. I didn't even make number one. I just stayed in my seat.
Wow.
Yeah, I shut it down. I shut the whole body down until I got there. Shut it down until we get there.
I'm so out of it, but, like, why is it as soon as we land, you get this? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I just landed. Why does everybody have to hear the dork?
Right.
It's called texting.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Who's making phone calls these days?
I don't know. I never talk on the phone.
No. Who is the last person you called? Look at your phone and see who the last person that you called, besides, like, here. Like, in L.A. before you left. You say goodbye to a girl?
No.
Your mom? Do you say, Mom, I'm going. If I die, it's one of you not to love you.
The guy's trying to produce my special. That's what
Oh, okay. So, business deals. Yeah, that's what's happening.
That's what happened.
People recognize you on the plane? They want to talk to you?
No, nobody bothers.
See, now I like you. And if I didn't know you and I sat next to you, I still like you. And I look at you and I go, this is Malibu's Most Wanted next to me. This is pretty cool. And I might try to Snapchat picture of you when you're not looking.
Yes.
But I wouldn't bother you.
You wouldn't.
I feel like, unless you were like, hey, big man, you see this Yankee game last night? I would be like, all right, Jamie Kennedy wants to talk. We'll chat it up a little bit, but I won't bother you.
You'd be cool.
Yeah, like I feel like you get that all the time.
I get it more on those little planes, the little connectors.
Yeah.
And I had a guy do the thing where he's looking at me, and he's looking at me, and he goes, You Jamie Kennedy? And I was like planes up. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, oh, damn. And then, like, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then he sat there, but it was, like, really tight. I'm like, okay. He's like, what's going on? Like, just slowly. Oh, you know what? I got this one at the TSA the other day. I got this lady came up to me, and she goes, oh, damn, Jamie. I used to love you back in the day. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yep.
The day is still here.
You hate me
the
now?
The day didn't die.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just dusk.
Yeah, how about this? Do you get this? This is the worst, though.
Because, like, you do something, but they haven't seen it.
Yeah. If they ask you if you're famous. Are you famous? I always go, I don't know. Clearly not famous enough if you have to ask me if I'm famous. Because they know. They know who it is. They know what you're doing. Why don't they just come up and go, oh, man, Jamie Kennedy, pretty cool.
Here's a weirder one. I have no idea who you are.
Right.
You're not.
Oh yeah.
You're garbage. Mm-hmm. My friend kind of thinks she knows
right.
you. You're spoiled throw up. But my friend.
What is that? Like, would you ever in a million years say that to anybody?
And no.
In a million years, like my buddy Pete. Loves sports and recognizes athletes. We go to boxing matches and he sees what's his name from the back. We sat next to Michael Jordan's kid at a Jay-Z concert in Orlando. I wouldn't know, but I would never go, oh, my friend likes you. I don't know who you are. Like, I would never say that to anybody. Some girl did that to me the other day at the hockey game. She's like, are you on the radio? And I went, not right now. And she goes, my boyfriend, I don't know who you are, but he thinks you're really cool. And I was like, well, he's cool, and you're clearly a jerk. I just tell him.
I don't want to have anything to do with you, but my girlfriend wants to have sex with you. I think you're disgusting.
Uh-huh.
But, no, that's what, weird when
get
they
that
do
a lot. That's an odd thing.
If I see anyone, I'm like, you know, how are you? That's it. I introduce myself. I expect no
except
one.
Except when you screwed up the conversation between Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, God. Take the damn photo. Not the great impression.
You know I'm obsessed with, and I bring it up at least six times, is Deep.
Deep. Who loves
Deep?
I
cannot stop talking about Deep.
What do you want me to say about him?
I don't know. I don't.
I haven't seen him in a little while.
Yeah.
He might be under a bottle.
Poor Deep.
He's good, though. No, he was in the... He's in Trance... maybe Star Trek or Star Trek. He's been both, but he's the little guy in... Well, he's a little guy in everything, but he's in Star Trek. It was a weird thing. So, I mean, he's always in one of those
movies. He was in Eastbound and Down.
Yeah.
Which I forgot about, and I recently rewatched that. And I was like, goddamn, Deep. I forgot about Deep. It was great in this.
Yeah, really good.
He's Hollywood's best secret.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
Yeah.
And, like, people love him. Like, Depp loves him.
Right, Deep and
Manson
Depp.
Manson loves him.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And he's got to be, like, 114 years old, right? And you just can't tell.
Right.
I bet he's old as hell.
Well, I told you he's a perfectly proportioned human, just like a little shrinker.
Yeah.
Shrinked a little bit.
What are you working on now?
Well, I
feel like we have to cram all these things into a couple of minutes now.
I have a movie out now.
Oh.
But it's only in one movie theater.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Jamie Kennedy movie star in this
movie. I know. Well, it's you know what's funny? It's like when you do a movie and it's like they go, it's a VOD and day and date, you hear that one.
Yeah.
But if like it's an art fart house, it's like in select cities. Why am I day and date in select cities? The Ladybird.
That used to make me feel so excited when I lived in New York and it was in select cities. We can go see Clerks.
We've been selected.
But no, it's Pierce Brosnan, Guy Pierce. It's a little movie called Spinning Man.
That's a legit movie.
It's good. No, it's good. And I'm like the fifth lead. But
still, that's a lot of great people in there.
It's a great cast. It's in New York and LA. But I go to Beverly Hills and I'm like, yo, what's up, man? He's like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, in the movie, can I walk in, right?
Cause who is this to?
To the box office guy.
Oh, to...
And I usually have done that before, right?
You just want to see the reaction.
This is showing my weaning here.
Right.
If not... And the guy goes, I can't do that. And I go, well, come on, it's me, it's Jamie Kennedy, I'm in the movie, can I just go in? He goes, yeah, I can't do that.
Shut out?
He goes... I give you the senior discount. I'm not kidding. The guy gave me the senior in my 40s, Carmen. I'm in my 40s. Do my own move. I do that city walk. Guy's like, what's up, dog? I give you the senior discount.
Did you go, at least give me the military discount. It's a little more respectful.
Yeah.
Student. Give me a student. Oh, man.
That's where I'm at in my life right now.
That is crazy.
But, hey, you know, it's a small, arty theater.
Select
cities. So they got to make their money.
Listen to me. I don't care if a movie ever comes out in the movie theater anymore. You give me an opportunity to see it in my house, I'll pay three times the amount if I don't have to sit next to kids when I go to the movies.
Okay, so you as a human being who's in the business but also a consumer, is the movie star thing... dead.
No.
I don't think it is
no,
either.
The movie theater is dead.
People are saying it's dead. I don't think it is.
No, movies are great.
Yes.
The Rock keeps knocking buildings down and making millions of dollars.
And running, he's now with an ape. The next one, he's in a skyscraper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
No. Big blockbuster movies are still the deal. But and they don't have to be all superhero movies anymore. The superhero backlash is coming out. It's too many. Now everybody's like, all right, enough superhero.
Okay.
I watched Lady Bird, and I liked that movie. Mm-hmm. I thought it was good. I need a calm, chill movie about nothing every once in a while.
But would you have watched it at home, or did you go to the theater?
No, I'm never going to the theater. I mean, the last movie I saw in the theater, I think, was a superhero movie, because I feel like that's the kind of thing that you need to see on the big screen, kind of. Yeah. But I have a goddamn 80-inch TV. I can watch it from my house. That's enough. But I'll pay. Yeah. Like, I understand these movies have to get made.
Yeah.
I'll pay $60 for it if I get to watch it at home.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time I take my wife to the movies and we buy popcorn and candy, I'm spent $100 already.
Yeah.
So it's no different.
Yeah.
I just changed the whole way that the movie theater operates now.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
But some people are just saying it's all going to Netflix.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, good.
Netflix, first of all, there's too many things now.
Yeah.
I can't. I'm not getting to half the good stuff because I can't. I keep forgetting all the good stuff that they have.
Yeah.
So just keep making movies. We'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Keep going to the senior discount.
I can't believe that happened. You should have went in anyway and then got arrested. Jamie Kennedy gets arrested trying to go see his own movie.
Yeah.
That would have been great.
Would have been good press.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what Steve-O does. Things get quiet for a while, he just spray paints something.
Climb something.
Yeah, just climb something.
Yeah.
I just saw him. I was at the Comedy Store and I followed him.
Oh, really?
And he's doing good. He was telling a story how he got burnt or something.
Yeah, he got burnt really bad.
But he's doing really well. So he's amazing. And he does have like 23 lives.
Yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth. Jamie Kennedy is here. He's in town. He is going to Side Splitters tonight. Friday night and Saturday night. There's only one show tonight and then two the other nights. You're going to want to go see him. He's a good friend of the show. We usually spend like an hour together.
Yeah.
But because of stupid Delta Airlines, he's late today.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. We're not mad at you.
Okay.
But I hope you still have a great weekend while you're here.
I love it. And I miss that we didn't have more time together.
What is the girl situation? We got a girlfriend? I feel like we do. I feel like you're settling down.
Getting close.
Mm-hmm.
Getting close.
How long's it been?
I'm sorry, are you saying Glenn Close?
That's not what I expected.
That is surprising.
Helen Mirren?
What? Senior discount.
You can take Helen.
Yeah.
What do you mean you're getting close?
No, I don't know. I'm not settling down yet, but I feel like you said, like I was thinking about you were going to ask me that.
I am. I always want to know.
I mean, you know, like, I'm like, you know what? This is going to sound weird, but, like, it used to be, and this is true, after a show, I, like, want to meet a girl.
Yeah.
But, like, now I'm in my 40s, and it's, like, now it's, like, a challenge of, like, meeting a girl, like, eating a plate of brie.
Right.
And, like, brie wins the battle a lot of times.
I know.
You know what I mean? I'm not mad at brie.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's spreadable. It goes with things. I know that sounds like a joke, but it's not.
It's not.
But
there's a show called Live PD. Have you watched that?
I see it trending all the time.
Here it's popular because they use one of our redneckiest counties where I used to live to go live. So we want to watch it even more. And if you tell me there are two girls in the other room, they're sixes, but they both want to make love to you. But Live PD's on in the other room, and there's Brie. I have a decision to make. I have a decision to make. Is it Live PD? Is it on right now? Are there crackers with that Brie? Because I may want to go in there.
Yeah.
That good.
It's hard. You don't want to work.
No.
You just want to kind of do your thing.
Yeah.
And then just kind of get, you know, a little bit.
All right. I know. I get you.
So, but I think, is this terrible to say? I think that means I'm getting close to settling down.
No, because eventually you don't want to get married too early.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be like, well, now I miss having sex with other girls, or I never got to have a threesome, or I never hooked up with a black girl. Yeah. But if you get to the point where you're like, I like Brie now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's when it might be time to get married.
Okay.
Is there a girl now that you've been with for a little while?
It's
like, she's not necessarily the reason you're settling down, but you feel like you're coming to that point.
It's you know, at some point, you know, you're going to wake up and then you're 50.
Yeah.
And then you're like, whoa.
What happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to get some. And then, unless you're Jack Nicholson.
Legend.
Yeah.
But I did a show called The Ghost Whisperer,
mm-hmm.
and I did a guy who was my dad. It was a guy by the name of Barry, gosh, I forget.
Sobel.
I almost want to say that. He's a legend. In the 70s, he had a show called Petrocelli. Petrocelli, okay? And he said, I got, he was a legend. He's probably still getting at it. He's like, I got married when I was 55.
That's right. That's the way to do it.
I tried it. I got rid of it at 56. I couldn't do it anymore. I couldn't do it. He goes to the Beverly Hills Hotel. He plays tennis all the time. He might be 83 now.
Barry Newman.
Barry Newman.
Let me see. Barry.
Legend.
You know Barry.
You
Newman.
Know Barry.
I want to see what he looks like.
He's right like, here. Jamie.
Right here.
Jamie.
Oh, yeah.
I did it at 55. I gave it the good old try. 56, he got rid of it.
Oh.
He goes, she couldn't even bake a potato. She make a potato, didn't make it the way I wanted. I got her out of the condo. Like, he's like, lives in the Wilshire Corridor. You know what that is? Where all the condos
yes.
are. He goes, he plays tennis 3 times a week. I don't know. He might be 85 now.
That's a great life.
I had a...
He's 79.
He's 79. Yeah. I was trying to be cool. I had a Bentley. But it was like a older Bentley.
Right.
I was like saying, I wanted to say I had a Bentley. And when I drove up to the set, he's like, that's an old man car. I don't even have that car. It's an old man car. You're not married. And so he literally, so that's my, it's either I'm going to be him.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to, you know, do it.
Or, and you can't even be like Tony Curtis anymore and live at the Playboy Mansion because Hef's dead and that's going away.
Bro, but the guy who owns Hostess, Dean Metropoulos, owns it. And he's probably going to restore it.
Oh, I mean, nice.
I'm hearing they're going to make it the Hostess Pabst Blue Ribbon Party House.
Okay.
Because he owns that, Pabst, and I want to say like ramen. He has like three weird,
wow.
amazing.
Three amazing companies.
Right? That is a weird buffet.
I know, right?
That's delicious. All those go together in courses. That'd be fantastic. All right, listen to me. We got to go. Go see Jamie Kennedy.
Miss you.
This could have been so much fun.
I know. Blames. Who do we blame? Delta?
Delta, yeah.
Son of a bitches. I don't even know if you flew on Delta, but I'm going to blame
him
anyway.
Yeah, I really did.
When you said Atlanta, I assume that was the case.
Yeah.
Jamie is one of the show friends, and he's a very funny guy. If you enjoy his movies, you'll love his stand-up. Go see him, 960-1197. Ladies, he's not going to work for it, but if you want to sleep with him, bring him a brick of brie. He'll know what you're trying to say. Just get right to the point. He doesn't want to have to chase you around. Just walk up to him, hand him a cold cheese with skin on it, and tell him, let's do this.
Maybe a little Moscato.
Yeah, something.
Some fruit.
Something. Make a nice little plate out of it. Have a great day. We will see you guys tomorrow. Goodbye.
Appreciate you.
Yep. Enjoy your day, buddy. See ya.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm a fool. I'm an old, fat, stupid fool. That's why.
Well, good luck with you, JR.
AJ.
The
Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.
What's really going on in your life?
Let's shoot Uma in the vagina.
Eric!
Mike, why are you doing this?
Cal, I have to go.
Bushy, bushy, bushy.
Bye.
Bye.
Shoot that thing, fat baby.
Go smash your fruit in the hole.
I cried a little bit. Would you call me a monkey? You're funny.
I love you, Spanish.
Check your panties.
Come down for moose soup after.
I don't even know. How do I make something funny? I don't even.
Oh.
Next time you lose, you lose.
What?
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.